USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
2020 is here. Millions of Americans from coast to coast rang in the new year mostly at home, finally putting 2020 in the rearview mirror. New York City's famed ball drop went ahead as scheduled, but the crowds that normally gather in Times Square were largely absent. Two Georgia Democratic Senate hopefuls have been accusing Republican Kelly Loeffler of campaigning with the Klansmen. Loeffler explains to Fox News how she ran into former KKK leader Chester Doyles at a photo line.
We kicked him out immediately. That was absolutely what we had to do. I had no idea who he was. He's gone. I denounce that. I do not believe in it, and he has no place around our campaign.
The Senate overrides President Trump's veto of a defense bill, 81-13. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
The new coronavirus variant, first reported in the UK, then later in Colorado and California, has now been detected in Florida. That's according to the state's health department. Regarding the new strain being found in Colorado, Colorado Democratic Governor Jared Polis tells Fox News.
So look, we have the second case, which has not been definitively identified, the virus shows markers for the variant, is somebody in the same chain of exposure. It's another guardsman. So you have two that were potentially each other.
U.S. airlines are likely to top $35 billion in losses for 2020 due to the pandemic. According to FactSet, net losses are expected to run that high as major carriers cut routes and parked hundreds of jets. The COVID-19 pandemic ended a decade of profits for the industry as travel demand plunged. Analysts say the good news is that air travel is starting to rebound with TSA screenings of about 1 million people a day around the holidays. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
It's a familiar sight at the gym on New Year's Day. Treadmills and weight rooms are packed with people who vowed that this year they're going to start exercising. On this New Year's Day, though, gyms will look a lot different. Many gyms are still not allowed to open due to the coronavirus pandemic. Deb Stugo is the owner of Row House Gyms in New York City. She tells Fox News something needs to be done to help gyms and gym owners.
What do we want Congress to do? We want them to help us to get to the other side. So many gyms have had mandated closures. We've had restrictions. In New York City, we are still closed 9+ months after the original closure, and we just need relief to get to the other side of this pandemic. We support our communities. We support staff. We support clients. We keep them safe, healthy, and happy, and we need to be there for them when we're allowed to open our doors again.
The first meteor shower of 2021 is this weekend. NASA calling the Quadrantids one of the best annual meteor showers, although it is short compared to others. Peak activity for the meteor showers is usually only about 6 hours for two nights, and this year it falls on January 2nd and January 3rd. Under ideal conditions, as many as 60 to 20 meteors can be seen during peak hours. More news can always be found online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.